بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, I would like to thank our brother Atif Bukhari for the beautiful speech he made. May Allah bless you. That was very enlightening. There is a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says, تَكَلَّمُوا تُعْرَفُوا. Speak so you will be known. And there is another saying also for Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, who said, الْمَرْءُ مَخْبُوءٌ Imam Ali says that a man, of course when he says a man he means a human being, is hidden beneath his tongue, not beneath his robe. Meaning it is not your robe, your outfit that makes you. It is your intellectuality that makes you. And I just listened to Brother Atif. I was very impressed with his presentation. May Allah have bless him and his family. I just found out that Brother Atif is the brother-in-law of a dear brother and a friend of mine, Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi, who is the spiritual leader of the Shia Muslim community in Toronto, Canada. Is that right? So may Allah bless you and your family, and we welcome you here among us. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm not going to take much of your time. Probably I will be speaking around 20 minutes because we want to prepare ourselves for next month, and that is the month of Ramadan, next week actually. We are only a few days away from the month of Ramadan. Ramadan will be either next Friday or Saturday, and depends on moon sighting, we will decide what day to start. But I would recommend that you all fast on Friday. So if it's proven that it's the first day of Ramadan, then that's fine. Otherwise, you did one extra day in fasting. So inshallah, next Friday we'll be all fasting, and we will know if it's for sure the first day of Ramadan or it is the last day of Sha'ban. I would like to speak briefly about a statement given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. One day, one Ramadan, before Ramadan, the Prophet, it was the last Friday of Sha'ban, like, for example, this Friday we had. The last Friday before Sha'ban, the Prophet gave a sermon. In the end of that sermon, of course, the Prophet went through the impact of Ramadan on people. How blessing this month is. The Prophet started to say, if you breathe, your breath is considered a form of tasbih. If you sleep in Ramadan, it will be as if you're worshipping Allah. If you give charity in Ramadan, Allah will reward you this and that. And if you feed a hungry, Allah will do this to you. If you read Quran, Allah... He went on telling Muslims how great this month is, that everything you do, every single good deed you do, it will be multiplied in the month of Ramadan. When he finished, or probably before he finished, Imam Ali alayhi salam stood up and he asked the Prophet a very beautiful and smart question. He says, Ya Rasulullah, ma afdalul a'mal fi hadha ash-shahr? You told us about how great it is to recite Quran, to feed the poor, to give charity, to do sujood, to do prayer, to do this. But tell us, what is the best deed in Ramadan that a Muslim can do? Tell us. And as far as reward, what is the best rewarding or more rewarding deed a Muslim would do in the month of Ramadan? The Prophet gave a very short answer, but very meaningful, my dear brothers and sisters. And I want you and us all to reflect on what the Prophet said. The Prophet says, Ya Ali, أفضل الأعمال في هذا الشهر الورع عن محارم الله. The best deed in this month, and of course every month, but especially in the month of Ramadan, al-muwara'u an maharim Allah, to demonstrate the highest level of piety. Wara means to refrain from committing further sins. That's the best thing you do in the month of Ramadan. As I was listening to Brother Atif, he mentioned those brothers who go sometime to the Imam Bara, Husayniya, the Islamic Center, especially during Ashura, they cry. They listen to a lecturer who sometime comes from overseas, or he is a local speaker, and they interact with him for probably 30, 40, maximum 50 or 60 minutes. And then it's all over. Right after that, it's over. You go to the parking lot, you see a lady or sister who is sitting wearing hijab. The hijab is gone. The brother who was sitting listening and tears are flowing from his cheek, now he's flirting with another girl at the parking lot. You go and see things that you never expected to see, because that was a short and temporary effect that someone can leave. But the best iman, the best faith we can hold, my dear brothers and sisters, is the one, the everlasting one. The one that can shape our life. Al-wara'u an maharimillah. I fast in Ramadan. What is the purpose of fasting? Quran says the purpose, the Prophet says, the purpose of fasting is not to make you hungry. I can easily make myself hungry. People go on strike, food strike. But that's not the purpose. That's not the idea to go on strike. The idea is that you learn how to restrain yourself, your urges, to be a stronger person. Brother Atif said something that if you know how to control yourself, you can control the world. If you know how to change yourself, you can change the world. That's very true. If we learn how to change ourselves, that's all it takes. And believe me, that's the most difficult castle a person can ever conquer. Yourself. If you conquer yourself, you can conquer the world. It all starts from yourself. Jesus, and by the way, I saw a Muslim author wrote a book recently about Jesus. He took all the quotations that the Prophet had, our Prophet had from Jesus, and he compiled them in one book. So now we have a new book, the sayings of Jesus, but from Islamic sources. Very beautiful. One of the things that Jesus says, رَحْلَةُ الْإِصْلَاحِ تَبْدَأُ مِنَ الذَّاتِ. The journey of reformation starts from yourself. You know how when we think about the world, the Muslim world, how bad it is in Chechnya, in Palestine, in Iraq, here, there. We speak about our community, how much there is corruption in our community, and we have to fight this corruption. If you want to do something, if you want to bring change to the society, start with yourself. Start with yourself, and then it will be contagious. Your reform to yourself will be transmitted to your friends, because your friends will see you a role model here. You started with yourself. Now you are practicing what you preach. Once you practice what you preach, people will follow through. That's the best way. Al-wara'u an maharim Allah. The best thing is that you start with yourself. In the month of Ramadan is by demonstrating a higher level of piety. 30 days, each Muslim has a chance, the opportunity to transform his soul. And some people may say, how can I do that? Al-wara'u an maharim Allah. How can I change myself? How can I start? You know, it starts with a small movement, small step, but ultimately it will be bigger and with more influence. But we have to start somehow. You know, one of the hadith that we always recite says that every time I think with myself that it is about time that I change myself, Shaitan whispers in my ears and says, no, it is too early. You're still young. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Why hurry? No need for to be in a hurry. Enjoy yourself. You will have time to make tawbah. You will have time to change yourself. Now enjoy your youthfulness. Go to the cemetery and see how many young people are buried there. Those people thought also that they would live longer, but eventually they didn't. And who has guarantee that if I want to make a tawbah, istighfar in 40 years from now or 30 years from now, I will have the chance to do that? Who has such guarantee? Nobody. الْوَرَعُ عَنْ مَحَارَمِ اللَّهِ. To be less sinful in the month of Ramadan. That's the best thing. And therefore, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says, it's true that people celebrate in the day of the Eid. After 30 days of fasting, everybody will be so excited to mark the end of Ramadan and the Eid. But Imam Ali says, the real Eid is the day in which you have not committed any sin. If you know yourself, you haven't committed any sin today, that's an Eid for you. This has to be your Eid. My dear brothers and sisters, sometime we human beings, we're obligated to behave, to conform. We have no other choice. Now you are all sitting here and before each other, observing your behavior. You know that you are being watched by 300, 400, whatever, people, 200 people. We behave. Once we are in the public scene, we behave. We try to generate the best image about ourselves. But that's not the case when we are in our privacy. When we are in our privacy, 1,000 thoughts come to your mind and to my mind. Shaitan would penetrate our time, our life, and our mind at the time of privacy. When we are by ourselves, when there are no people watching us. I have 1,000 opportunities to deviate and to commit a sin. Here where I have to remember that al-wara'u an maharamillah. Nobody will gamble at the YMA. Nobody would gamble at the YMA. But if someone has the opportunity to be somewhere that nobody is watching him at all, and here there is an opportunity to gamble, now Shaitan comes to him and he says to him, try your chance and see. Nobody will deviate once he is in a place that there are many eyes watching him and observing his behavior. But when there are no observants, then the test comes. Yusuf alayhi salam. Brother Atif mentioned Prophet Yusuf. Allah says, this is Allah's word. Those are the actual words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Zulaykha, she closed all doors. And listen, in Arabic, there are two verbs, غَلَّقَ and غَلَقَ. Can anybody tell me the difference between غَلَّقَ and غَلَقَ? What's the difference between them? Huh? Lock and close. No. غَلَقَ and غَلَّقَ, the difference between them, well, yes, you're right. She locked up. She made sure nobody can come in. You're right. Not only closed the door, she locked it. غَلَقَ means close. غَلَقَ means that she makes sure that nobody can come in. Not only closed, but also nobody can come in. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Allah says, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. She went and locked all doors so nobody can come in. وقالت هيت لك. Here I am for you. Now imagine a young man who is 18 year old, so handsome, so beautiful. He is filled with human urges and desires. And he has been away from his family. He lives lonely in this house. And here there is a very beautiful woman, a very beautiful woman. Zulaykha probably was the most beautiful woman in Egypt at the time. And nobody is there, not even her husband, no guards. And here the opportunity rises for him. And she says, I'm available for you. And they say before she offers herself to him, there was a statue, an idol, big idol in the room, in the hall. What she did, she went and she took a piece of cloth or something and she covered the idol with that cloth. And he asked her, why you're doing this? Why you're covering his face? She says, because she was polytheistic. She didn't believe in God. She was mushrik. She occasionally worships those idols. So she says, because I'm embarrassed, I'm afraid he would be watching me. She says, you're embarrassed from this idol who does not watch, who does not see, who does not sense? And you're not embarrassed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? She says, come on, don't make it a big deal. Come on, you have the chance now to enjoy yourself. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. What did he answer? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. No way. No way I would do this. إِنَّ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown me the path. I'm not going to do this. And he resisted. And then some ulama say that there was a conversation between him and her that she was flirting with him. She was telling him how beautiful he was, how beautiful eyes he has, how beautiful face he has. And every time she says this, he answers realistically. She was fantasizing about him. But he would answer realistically. He would say to her, after telling him how beautiful eyes he has, he says, what, Zulaykha, if you see my eyes 3 days after my burial? They will look very scary to you. And she says, what a beautiful face you have. He says, what, Zulaykha, if you see my face a few days after my burial? You will see worms are moving around my face. I will look so scary. And he was trying through emphasizing the role of piety in her life and his life, he was trying to push her away. But he couldn't finally, and you know the rest of the story. He tried to leave the door and she came after him. She grabbed his shirt and his shirt was torn. And here when someone saw them, and she tried to accuse him, and then there was someone who said that we can tell who was the faulty one. If his shirt is torn from back, that means it is her who was chasing him. If his shirt is torn from front, that means he was attacking her. But when they saw the shirt is torn from back, that proved that he was escaping and it was her who was chasing him. But anyways, my point, my dear brothers and sisters, especially the youth, especially my younger brothers and sisters, you may all run into that situation where you might find yourself in a privacy. And the Prophet ﷺ says, every time two unrelated male and female get together in a privacy, they would send a free invitation to a third company. And that is shaitan. مَجْتَمَعَ أَجْنَبِيَانَ إِلَّا وَكَانَ ثَالِثُهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Every time they get together, shaitan is there. He is tempting them. And shaitan is always there. Shaitan is always there, watching you. And the good thing about Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters, that in Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, the shaitan has less opportunity to attack you. The Prophet says he will be chained in the month of Ramadan. He won't have the luxury of tempting people as he does in some other times. So let's take advantage of this opportunity for us in the month of Ramadan. And let's prepare for ourselves for the message of Ramadan. And the message of Ramadan is so simple. It's purification, the purification of soul. As we purify our day, our body every day, and we rinse our body and we take a shower every day, our soul also needs to be rinsed. My dear brothers and sisters, I am done here. I will be calling upon a sister who will be converting to Islam tonight, and we welcome her to the faith of Islam. I would like to call upon her. She has a kind of difficult, not sure if I will pronounce it right or no. And I would also suggest, if she wants, that she would change her name to a new Islamic name. So I am calling up her sister Danlulana. Am I pronouncing it right? Okay. Sister, sallu ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Sister, did I pronounce your name correct? Okay, can you go ahead and tell us what's your name?
It's Dindalanga.
Dindalanga. Okay. May Allah bless you, Sister Dindalanga. Do you consider having another name or no? Sister, for example, Fatima. How about the name Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet? Isn't that a beautiful name? I'm not saying your name is not beautiful, but of course the name of the daughter of the Prophet is a very beautiful name. So can we call you Sister Fatima from now on? Okay, she agreed. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala. So your last name? Capilango. So Sister Fatima Capilango. Otherwise, I cannot combine both your first name and last name. Sister Fatima Capilango. Where are you from originally? Rhode Island. God bless you, sister. So, Sister Fatima Capilango will be converting to Islam now. We welcome her. We hope, inshallah, this will be a motivation to others to join in. And I always commend the YMA for doing an excellent job by presenting Islam to non-Muslims. And I said yesterday to someone, a friend of mine, who is not Muslim, I said to him that in Islam, our job is to not to proselytize. You know, the Christians, if they see, not all Christians, I have to be careful, not all Christians, some of those evangelists and if they see missionaries, if they see someone ask one question about Christianity, let's say I go to some of them and tell them, what's Christianity? They open their eyes, they get so excited, come and grab him, someone is asking about Christianity, let's recruit him. We don't need to do this. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنذِرْ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطَرْ. Your job is to teach people Islam. Your job is not to impose on them as Islam. So what we do exactly what a salesperson does. A salesperson shows you his merchandise. And you see there is a diamond. Here there is a diamond. And there is another merchandise he offers you, but then it is the buyer who decided which merchandise he would pick. So I welcome Sister Fatima. Remind me of last name again. Capilango. May Allah bless you, Sister Fatima. I will, Sister Fatima, I will say the Shahada or the Shahadatain. in English first and then in Arabic. And I want you to follow me when I'm done. Right after I say them. So basically the translation of the Shahada in English is that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So I want you to say this in English first. Say that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah.
I bear witness that there is no God but Allah.
And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Now in Arabic, you say after me, Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Congratulations, sister. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sister Fatima. Sister Fatima. One second, please. There is a gift for you. The YMA usually honors a new convert by offering a cake. So, Sister Khulud, do you have any news from the cake or no? Do you have any idea if there is one tonight? Inshallah. Okay, that's a good deal. So, inshallah, we will be honoring Sister Fatima next week by a cake. But next week could be the first night of Ramadan, so does that work? Inshallah, in force. My last word to you, my dear brothers and sisters. Last Friday and for 30 nights on, we are not going to be meeting here. We will be meeting where? In Fortson. Do you know where Fortson is? Oh, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, most of you know. And for those who don't know where it is in Ford Road and Schaefer, right? By Ford Road and Schaefer. We will be meeting and gathering inside the auditorium, inshallah. I have been there a few times, long time ago, but Haj Dan was telling me it looks and it sounds very beautiful to be inside. So inshallah, I hope that you will be there, not only for one night a week, but inshallah for every night during the month of Ramadan. And I have to tell you this, that we had invited two scholars. Each will speak for 2 weeks, and we will be covered for the entire month of Ramadan. Sayyid Fadl al-Milani, who is a scholar, who is a mujtahid, who is someone who studied in the Hawza, in the seminary, yet he's graduated from Oxford University. So he is a knowledgeable and a respected scholar. He will be coming from London. He is the dean of the College of Islamic Studies in the Universal Islamic University in London. He will be arriving, inshallah. He will be speaking Saturday night for 13 nights. We will be benefit from his knowledge, inshallah. And right after that, Sayyid Mahdi al-Mudarrisi, who is another well-known and dynamic speaker, he will be with us. My anticipation that you attend every night, inshallah. This is not about Qazwini or Milani or Mudarrisi. It's about Islam, my dear brothers and sisters. When we attend, we learn about our religion. It is a university. You see those people who go to Henry Ford or UFM and they take a course, world religion class. This is the world religion class. Here you learn about Islam. And this is the best opportunity for you, my dear brothers and sisters, to learn more about Islam. From first class scholars who are there, who are leaving their countries, original countries, in England and Australia, and coming to you to speak to you. So I hope, inshallah, you do every effort to attend and to be there and listen to our scholars every night. I am so excited about it. I know, inshallah, it will be a very beautiful program. We will have a very beautiful, informative program during the month of Ramadan. I believe the setting is beautiful, since it is designed to accommodate good gatherings, good number of people who are attending every night. So inshallah we will have a very good and exciting program in the month of Ramadan, and I hope inshallah we will see you every night there bi-ithnillah.
Thank you so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.